As always, available at kchanews.com. Kay Winkleman, we have community conversation guest number two, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. What do we got?
Well, we are gearing up for a bond referendum on November 7th. So in with us this morning is Mayor Dean Andrews. He's going to be talking a little bit about this referendum and what it will mean for all of us.
Referendum Wednesday.
Good morning.
I hope I can talk because Chris mentioned that word frost and it kind of scared me when he said that. So
it could be worse. I hope I could be saying the other.
Yeah, that's true. So I hope I can still maintain my train of thought here. So as you know, I'm not a cold weather person. I still like to wear my shorts as long as I can. So
drag it out as long as possible.
Yeah, but I'm on a committee that is talking about the school referendum, and our big thing is we want to just give people information. We've had a couple meetings. Actually, yesterday we had our couple public meetings, and one of the things we find when people come to these meetings is, well, I don't know what this is all about. You know, should I vote for this or not? Because I don't really have the information. Or they say, this is what I've heard, and what they've heard is not the correct information. So our committee is trying to do as many public promotional meetings as we can to get the word out and to get the correct word out. Because like Kay said, this vote will be Tuesday, November 7th. It's for a school referendum, but that's $28.5 million referendum that will add to your tax bill. But what the committee is trying to do is show what your additional costs are going to be buying you. You know, if you're willing to pay for this, here's what you're going to get for it. So I think a lot of people say, you know, oh, a tax cost or tax, I'm not for that. But if you know what you're buying with a tax, I think that's what we're trying to show people is what are you buying with your extra tax dollars. So the main thing, the three main areas of this referendum are to deal with the infrastructure at the high school. Big one being air quality. You know, we talk about air conditioning on, you know, the hot days we had early in the school year, and it would have been nice if the school was air conditioned. Well, that's true, but the air quality in the high school is bad 365 days a year. If you go up there in February, people say, and I'm not, you know, I don't go to the school very often, but the stories I hear is the air quality is not very good in February, let alone on those hot days in September. So infrastructure, safety for the kids, safety for, you know, entrance in and out of the school is another big part of this issue. And then a new auditorium, a new 800-seat auditorium, since we are no longer able to use the North Grand facility that we used for a number of years, but because the school sold that facility several years ago, they thought they were still going to be able to use that auditorium, but things, again, have changed over the years, and so it's pretty much become unusable. So now the performances for the kids are either at the high school gymnasium or the Methodist Church or the Charles Theater. So we really need a auditorium for those fine arts kids to have a space to perform. So that's kind of the three main issues. And what I want to do is kind of just give an overview today, but then following Wednesdays, kind of go into each one of those three issues and kind of talk about, okay, here's what I mean by infrastructure. Here's what we mean by safety. Here's what the auditorium is all about. And just kind of give people, again, some information.
Definitely. And I mean, if you do hear any rumors, I mean, you can check those out by going to charlescitybond.org.
Yeah.
It's a great website. It's all compiled with all the info you really need to know. It has potential solutions on there along with videos. So charlescitybond.org is the place to go for that.
Yeah. And so being, you know, like I say, saying that we want to get the word out, we've set up some meetings, some public meetings. Like I say, we had one last night at Prologue, kind of was our first one. But we're going to have several, and you know, we would like to do even more than what I've got on my list today, but at least this is a good starting point, I think. So next Monday, which is the 9th, we're going to have another session, I guess you'd call it, at Prologue at 6:30. Prologue Books and Wine on Main Street at 6:30. And these are, you know, not real formal presentations. We kind of give a little bit of a, just like I just did before here, you know, talk about infrastructure, safety, auditorium, but it's more of a conversational meeting that, you know, people can come and ask questions. Well, here's what I've heard, or how does this work, or what are we doing here? So this is to get, because, you know, a lot of people who say, well, I don't know how to vote. Should I vote yes? Should I vote no? I don't know. So this is to give them the information so they do know how to vote. So that first one is going to be at Prologue next Monday. Then on Wednesday, the 2 days later, on the 11th, we're going to have another session at Tellurian. And we thought, you know, we kind of picked Prologue and Tellurian because people kind of go to those places anyway. And maybe we can catch some people that, you know, wouldn't set out to go to a meeting. Well, the Prologue one is after hours, but the Tellurian one is going to be during their regular hours. So maybe we catch some people that are just out and about and go, oh, yeah, I'd like to know more about that. So we're maybe going to talk to the pub, see if we could do something down there, too, in their meeting room. We haven't got that set up yet, but, you know, that's another possibility because we want to get out and about where people are. The school is going to have, they had an informational session here a week or two ago where they had the architect come in and kind of explain the whole project. And they're going to do that again on Thursday, October 19th, and that's at 6:30 at the high school cafeteria. So that's another, you know, I went to the last one and the architects, I thought, did a really good job of explaining what this is all about, you know, telling what the different aspects are. And then they talked for probably half an hour. And then there's another half an hour of probably, you know, where you could just go ask questions in different smaller groups. So I thought that was very informational. So again, if you know, I'm going to be at the senior center, I'm going to go to the Rotary, I'm going to go to the Lions. But if there's, if you know, if you're in other groups that would like to have a presentation about the bond issue, our group is more than happy to come meet with your group and say, you know, here's the story. And so, and our group is myself, Darcy Tracy, the owner of Prologue, Christopher Hall at the Charles City Press, Tiffany Rottinghouse from Mara and Cardigan, and then Jen Wallers, who's very active in the schools. Her kids are in school, and so she knows a lot. You know, Tiffany has little kids. My kids are long past the school, and we're kind of going, oh, that's the rumor that's going around. But Darcy and Jen know all those things that are going, you know, because their kids are in high school. So they hear all this stuff all the time because this is about the high school. So it's good to have a mix. This group is a real mix of people with different backgrounds and different friends, different social circles, whatever you want to call it. And so we're trying to get, like I say, get that word out to everybody. So yeah, if you have a group who says, yeah, I'd like to know more about this. I've got, you know, seven people that we're going to get together, let us know. Oh, I forgot the one. We're also going to have a meeting at Aromas. That's going to be on Thursday. That's also on Thursday the 19th, the same thing that the school district is doing theirs. And so we're going to be at Aromas from, again, very informal over there, from 9 to 11, just kind of as people come into Aromas. We're going to have a pot of coffee. They can get a cup of coffee. We're not going to give everybody a free latte or a, you know, the whole bit. But if you want a cup of coffee, we'll give you a cup of coffee and what, no charge. And just, again, kind of explain the whole process. So,
all right, good deal. So that's coming up once again Monday at 6:30 at Prologue, Wednesday, October 11th at Telluride Brewing. What hours?
That'll start at 5:30. Or excuse me, 5:15
there. And then Thursday, October 19th at Aromas from 9 until 11. And then at the high school cafeteria starting at 6:30.
Yeah. And, you know, as part of the reason I got on this committee as mayor, and I'm not up for election this year, which is a good thing because I don't have to campaign or any of that stuff. But when I did campaign to run for mayor, my slogan, if you want to call it that, was, you know, I want to promote a positive and progressive Charles City. And I think having a thriving school district helps make a thriving community. It's what, you know, when you talk to people when they're looking at a new community, the first thing they look at is what are the schools like in your community? So if we don't have a thriving school district, that's detrimental to our community. So that's one of the reasons I'm on here, because I'm all about making Charles City the best it can be. And so having a good school is part of that best it can be.
Good deal.
And again, Chris Berg, that website,
CharlesCityBond.org.
It's a fantastic website. It's a chance for you to actually get in there and see videos of the school currently and what needs to be done.
Thanks for saying that, Kay, because I forgot one thing, which is a really important thing. We're going to have tours at the high school. When the jail was up for election, I know there's before that vote, there was a lot of people that kind of wondered, and then they had tours, and I know I went on one of those tours, and when you toured that old jail, you go, oh yeah, we need a better facility. Well, it's kind of the same thing at the high school. If you could come out and, you know, everybody talks about all this ventilation is bad, the ceilings have asbestos in them, or, you know, whatever. But if you can go out and actually see those things, that now it makes a bigger impact. So those tours are going to be on October 20th, 21st, and 22nd. That's a Friday, a Saturday, and a Sunday. And so Friday, we're going to do it from 4 to 7. We do have a home football game that night, and we thought that would be a good time. People could come before they go to the football game, or whether they're going to the football game or not. They could come between 4 and 7 on Friday the 20th. On the 21st, we're going to do them from 10 o'clock in the morning till 2 in the afternoon. And again, these are informal sessions. Just show up, and when there gets to be 10 people there, we'll send you off on a tour. We're planning to have a school administrator, one of the high school kids, that they have some ambassadors who kind of lead tours, have a high school kid, and maybe one person from our referendum committee that will kind of lead the tours. And then Jerry Mitchell, who is, and Brandon Gates are two of the maintenance people at the high school that know a lot of the information. They will be in the cafeteria so that after your tour, if you have specific questions that your tour guides can't answer, they will be there to answer those questions too. And then the third day is on Sunday the 22nd, and that'll be from 1 to 3. So really trying to stress those tour dates, because I think that makes a really big impact if you can actually see what you know, people can tell you all kinds of stories, but as they say, a picture is worth 1,000 words. If you can actually see the problems in person, you start to understand them better.
Very good. You guys are really doing a good job of trying to getting as much information out there as possible before people decide how they're going to vote. So thank you. It's a big job, but thank you so much to all of you for doing this.
Well, like you say, getting the information is the big deal. And so next week on Referendum Wednesday, we're going to talk about infrastructure. So
all right.
Something to look forward to.
That's coming up next week here on KCHA, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. Thanks a lot, Mayor Dean Andrews. We'll talk to you next week.
Great. Thank you.
It's 8:40. We do have your Nearly Impossible quiz. Though first, we're going to be playing The Killers' When We're Young on KCHA.